All right, hello and welcome to The Big Rewind, episode 4 of this podcast. This is my friend Jamie.
Hello.
Hello. And yeah, it's our 4th episode. Exciting.
Maybe.
Be excited! So yeah, if you don't know, this is the show where we talk about new movies, movie news, stuff like that, and then rewind back to talk about older movies, and I sing all sorts of shenanigans.
And I cry.
Yeah, usually. Are you ready, Jamie?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with the big news. Well, we haven't done a podcast in like a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, yeah. So this should be a lot.
Yeah, this should be a lot. But we'll go through it quickly. And yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes. Actually, let's start the first story with a song. Come on! Damn it. All right. Tom Cruise has dropped out of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., that movie he was going to make. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. God damn it. This was the song for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. It was originally the Steven Soderbergh. Soderbergh.
The film. Soderbergh?
Yeah, he sold out, man. Oh, stop it, music. Yeah, it was meant to be this Steven Soderbergh spy film.
Yeah.
Like 50s style with, well, 60s style with, what's his name? George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
But then they cast Tom Cruise in it and Armie Hammer. It's still a cool name. But now Tom Cruise has dropped out. I don't know why. And they're thinking...
Money, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, probably. And they're thinking of replacing him with Henry Cavill. Superman!
Oh, yes, he is, sorry. Yes, yes, yeah. Of course. So, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's actually more suited to that role than Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's taller.
I knew you'd say that. Second story. Quicksilver is added to Days of Future Past, the new X-Men film.
Yes.
And, but Quicksilver might also be in Avengers 2. Quicksilver is not the name of an actor. He's a superhero.
What's his superpower?
He's quick. And wears a silver suit. He's the Flash, basically.
He's the Flash? Okay.
Yeah, he's the Marvel Flash.
Yeah, but we got...
He's quick.
Alright.
Silver. Next story. Universal wants to reboot Time Cop.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, okay. I'd say hell yeah for a sequel. There's already a sequel.
Oh, I see. Yeah, reboot. Right?
There's a Time Cop 2, but it sucks.
Yeah, they all suck.
But just make a good Time Cop 3, no?
Yeah.
Just call it Time Cop Into Darkness. Time Cop Days of Future. Present.
Reload Revengeance.
You know, there's actually a film called The Revenger.
Yeah. I've got that shit. There's a game where it's Metal Gear Solid Revengeance.
That sounds ass.
Yeah.
The game probably is fine.
No, the game's fine.
But yeah, Time Cop. Remember when Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, was in movies and shit?
Yeah.
I think you planned too far ahead.
Yeah. He used to try and speak English. It used to be great. Anyway,
if he didn't do too bad in Expendables 2.
No, he was cool.
Yeah,
he was cool. I like him in Time Cop. Actually, Time Cop's great.
Yeah.
So the only I would probably go see Time Cop 3 or like a reboot if it comes out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If they keep the kind of silliness about it. Yeah.
And if they keep Jean-Claude, he's got nothing else to do.
It's like with the RoboCop thing. It's ripe for redoing or you know, rebooting.
Updating.
As long as you keep the kind of essence of the silly dystopian future-esque with the fake adverts and the, you know.
And it wouldn't make sense if they set it in present day because the original was like set into the future of 2004.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would work.
The distant future.
Yeah. There's they want to do a remake, which pisses me off. Because you know they're remaking Old Boy.
Oh, yeah.
So that's already pissed me off because I love that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But they want to remake Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, the other part of the That Vengeance trilogy?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, you need to see
it. I know, sorry.
All three of those movies are awesome.
Yeah.
And should not be remade. Unless they do it well.
Is Hollywood remaking?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh. Yeah.
Well, Spike Lee's doing Old Boy.
Oh.
Which is... I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
Eh. Oh.
At least it's not like Bay or Abrams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Leave Abrams alone.
I hate Abrams.
I hate you. I hate you. Sorry, that was a bit harsh. There's a sequel that's been announced, which also pisses me off.
Mm.
But, why not?
What is
it? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2!
Oh, why? There's no need. That film quite...
It'll be called
Crouching... You know, it's quite conclusive.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll be Crouching Tigers, Hidden Dragons. No, I'm joking.
Oh, right.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I would... Oh.
Or
going to be Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2.
Yeah.
Yes,
or even if they call it Crouching Tigers, Hidden Dragons.
No, too many S's. That's like number 4, isn't it? So,
Each
S is another iteration.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's not a bad idea. To do it. Or they could just take off words and just call it Crouching Dragon. Tiger Hidden?
Sorry. No, just Crouching Dragon. That's a film. Done. Yeah.
And Michelle Yeoh,
yeah,
who used to be in the original,
yeah,
she's been announced that like she's going to be in it.
Do you know if Zhang Ziyi is...
How can she be in it? Have you seen the movie?
No, I know. But
right. Spoilers.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Spoilers.
No, yeah, but... She dies. They don't bring people back from the dead in films.
Well...
Of course they do.
But there's no real obvious magic in that movie except for the fact that...
In the fly.
But that's martial arts. They give you flight powers, no?
Yeah, sure. You can stand on branches, you know, that clearly can't hold your weight. That's not magic.
That's strength. Sorry. Okay, fine. They could bring her back, but...
Of course they could bring her back. She was, like, one of the main draws to the film.
Yeah, but her arc is complete in that movie.
No, I know.
They can bring back Xiao Yun Fat as well. Otherwise, the first film would be useless.
There's maybe it's a prequel.
No. you'll like this. Because Jamie has a fetish with cats and anything cat-related.
Yeah, like the rest of the world.
No, you. You're more than others.
No.
Yeah. He has a cat.
I'm sorry. Just take one quick look at YouTube and see that some of the majority of, you know, videos with lots of hits are related to cats. And tell me that the world doesn't have a fetish for cats.
Fine. You may have a point there. Cat perv. Grumpy...
Hottest... superhero.
What?
Hottest superhero.
Well, for me.
No, it's always Catwoman.
Yeah, well, it is for me. You've got me there, you bastard. And the black cat from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Felicity something. The character who plays the black cat.
Oh, what, the actual name of that
cat? Yeah, I forgot the name exactly.
I have no idea.
I kept thinking that the reboot of Spider-Man, you know, the his new girlfriend in that, the blonde girl.
Oh, yeah, Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, I thought she was going to become
Black Cat.
But no,
that's
not canon. That,
I actually don't remember. It's not canon. It's not anything.
Because
that's not what happens.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't actually remember who the Black Cat is in that universe. Like,
yeah, they haven't. So. That's one of the things they could deal with. With the
I think they were thinking of bringing in the black cat.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, sorry.
All this to say, mm-hmm. Grumpy Cat will get his own movie.
Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
Well, Garfield?
No, basically. No, that YouTube clip of a cat.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah,
being grumpy.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Brilliant. Someone had to do it eventually.
No! I should just stop writing, like, right now.
Yeah.
I just make videos of my ass and then just wait until someone's like, ass!
Have you not seen YouTube? Seriously, yeah. Like, watch the majority of videos on YouTube. And they're very simple concepts, but they're short and they're sweet. A lot of the time. A lot of the time, they're rubbish. But anyway.
Yeah. In the case of Grumpy Cat, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Some strange news. Eric Roberts is going to star in The Human Centipede 3.
Three?
Yeah.
I haven't seen two.
The Human Threetipede. I've got two now. I haven't seen it, but I finally found it for a price that doesn't make me ashamed of buying it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that. I know pretty much...
I'm not looking forward to that. I think it's...
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, I saw the first one. I didn't want to see the first one.
You hated it.
Yeah, I hated it, because it was... It's silly. It's just...
It's silly. It's pretty horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. But the thing is that it's a film designed to shock and disgust. And that's it. Like, there's no depth to that film whatsoever.
I mean, it's not a good movie.
No.
But I do. The only thing I liked was the kind of that mad scientist aspect of it.
Yeah, but to be honest, all you had to do was see the trailer. Like, really, you could watch the trailer and you know exactly everything that's going to happen in the film. Yeah. There's no point in doing anything else, you know. And you can save yourself a lot of bloody trouble as well. Just watch the trailer, realize that a few people die, and then that's it.
Yeah. It was more of a, like, a one-note kind of, like... Ah, something disgusting.
Yeah.
But the second one seems more, like more twisted. Like, it's gonna be more twisted. Because it's... I think the story is a guy who is seen the first film, and he's trying to do the same thing, but because he's not, like, a surgeon or a doctor, it goes really wrong.
Mm.
So that's actually a good idea for a sequel to that.
Yeah, but yeah, sure.
Anyway, Eric Roberts.
Great.
That's gonna be weird. Christopher Lee has released a new metal album.
Really?
Yeah.
And you say new?
Yeah,
I didn't know he did these.
It's called Charlemagne.
Oh, brilliant. He's got the voice for it.
Definitely. He sure does.
Yeah.
But what?
Can he scream?
Well, I happen to have a clip of the song.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just a song. He's done a full album. And there was one before that. That was more like... It was more like... like a mix of classical and metal.
Yeah.
So there were like violins and shit. It was like, yeah. I am... You know... Anyway, so that's pretty weird. There's a video that's like in space and shit. It's awesome. but yeah, so there's a clip of Christopher Lee singing his Charlemagne. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can do
it.
But yeah, I need the album.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I managed to sit through that Shatner album, so I'm sure I can sit through
it. It sounds like fun.
Yeah, definitely. They're making...
He's still acting, though. That's the thing. It's like, he's not...
Yeah, mostly in, like, Tim Burton cameos.
Yeah.
Just like,
hello, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. God, you sound like Bane at that
moment. Hello! Yeah. They're making a Little Prince animated movie. Do you know The Little Prince? That book?
Oh, yeah, the French.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all read it in, like, nursery, I think.
The Antoine Saint-Exupéry.
Yeah, we don't call it that.
But that's his name, the guy who wrote it.
Yeah, I know, but... Sorry, I thought that was the title.
Oh, God. You think we translated The Little Prince into Antoine de Saint-Exupéry?
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know French.
Oh, my God.
I apologize to all French people in the world.
Anyway, yes. Including me.
I love France. Vive la France.
Shut up, Jamie. And, yeah, so it's a classic French kids' book. And I loved it as a kid. We studied it in school.
Studied it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I just read it.
I know, it was a big deal in France. It's like a rite of passage.
Okay.
You have to, like, suck that book's penis before you move on to the next book.
We had Shakespeare.
Oh.
Boring.
Does Shakespeare ever befriend a fox and speak to a flower for a long time?
Shakespeare's actually in his own work. Shakespeare's the author.
Wait. The first Shakespeare book wasn't called Shakespeare?
No.
And the others are not sequels?
No.
Huh.
Do you realize how many plays he actually wrote?
You know, actually, apparently his real name was Shakespeare. And he was a famous pirate. I learned that from... Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Yeah. True story. Okay. But yeah, the cast for that animated movie is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it sounds awesome.
Okay.
There was already a Little Prince movie with like Gene Wilder, but it was pretty much nonsense.
Yeah.
It looked nice.
The book's pretty much nonsense.
Hey, watch your whore mouth, Jay. Don't make me rip the beard out of your ass.
Oh, jeez. All right, whatever. Someone was really high when they wrote that book.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll agree with you on that. The cast has Jeff Bridges. It can't be the Little Prince.
No, he can't.
He's got to be the fox. He's got to be the fox.
Unless they're going to CGI him again as something else.
I hope he's Rooster Cogburn again. Because in R.I.P.D. he's playing the same fucking True Grit character.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope he's like, I'm the Little Prince.
That doesn't fit.
I know.
Yeah, that's going to be annoying, isn't it? It's going to be all American accents.
Yeah.
No French. Nothing. No, not exactly. Even remotely. Not even neutral. It's just going to be...
But
they're different.
What? What was that?
Sorry.
That was American?
Yeah, no. You know that film with Jack Black where he's kind of looking... He kind of latches onto a woman who's really mean and the town doesn't like her.
What, Evil Woman?
Is it called Evil Woman? I think so. All right. Well, the thing is that I watched a documentary that is behind that, because it's based on a true story, that film.
Really?
Yeah. So
I hope we're talking about the right film.
Yeah, yeah, no. But you saw the trailer. I haven't seen it in the cinema yet. Where?
Oh, you mean it's a new movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're talking about Bernie.
Bernie.
Evil Woman.
No, it's based on a true story, that film.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched the documentary behind the true story, and in it, one of the prosecutors is called Danny Buck Davison.
Okay.
And everyone's got like redneck accents in it, and it's hilarious. It's a CBS documentary. I can't remember the name of it, but it's about Bernie. It might be called Bernie. And they have like wonderful lines in it. This is not verbatim, but it is kind of like, and then they smelled the stank that led to a scandal that rocked the small town of Chestnut, not Chestnut.
Chestnut.
It's like Charter or something like that. I can't remember. And it's really, like really over the top and like angles and colors, and they got recreations in it. But they have the real people, and then they have recreations.
Okay.
But the real people aren't in the recreations; they have actors. So they kept having interviews, and it's just that name, Danny Bart Davidson. And like, I just, no one ever says it like that in the documentary, but I was just like, that was close to my heart.
Oh, okay.
I'm Danny Bart Davidson.
You're weird.
Well, he talks like that. he says a line in it. Sorry, what was it? He says a line in it. Oh, that Bernie, I knew there was something wrong with him.
He had a mustache.
He was lighting his loafers.
Did he say that?
Yeah, lighting his loafers, which was a euphemism for he's gay.
Oh, Jesus.
Which, by the way, this program was pretty...
Well, now I'm not seeing Bernie, that's for sure.
No, but the documentary was actually pretty homophobic, because they mentioned this whole thing about him being gay, and they find out some other bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And but it has literally no bearing on anything else. But they have to mention it.
Jesus.
And it's like, there's no point in mentioning it. No point in asking the residents about it as well. And then they go, oh, I knew it. They go, why? Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
I actually missed Bernie at the cinema. It's gone now.
No, oh, it's gone now.
It was there for a week.
And well, I'll left. Catch on like Netflix or something.
Yeah.
Sponsor.
I'm still on the cast of The Little Prince. I can't believe I'm still on that. You got Jeff Bridges.
Yep.
Got James Franco.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. He has to be The Little Prince.
Has James Franco and Dave Franco been in the same film?
I think so. I'm trying to think if Dave Franco
was in... I need to find that out.
Was Dave Franco in The Pineapple Express? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe not. I might be
talking about he was in Spring Breakers.
Maybe.
Has that come out? Or
it was out for a while.
Oh, right.
I didn't.
You didn't see it?
I went to see Oz. It was magical.
You went to see Oz rather than Spring Breakers?
It's Oz.
Oh, stop.
It's magical.
Yeah.
Who else? Yeah, Rachel McAdams. Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Giamatti, who has to be one of the weird people the Little Prince meets on the planets.
Okay.
Anyway, enough with that story.
All right.
Carey Mulligan might play Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah, in
a new biopic.
They should wait, I think. This is the thing. I don't know why they're doing this now. Because it's very... I think it's pretty clear to most people that she's going to run in 2016 as the new Democratic nominee. And...
It's an early movie. Well, at least they're not cashing in on an election. They're just, like, doing it way before.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any point. Like, you look at, like, some of the other, famous politicians that have had films made about them. Yeah. They're either dead or dying, you know? Like, the Margaret Thatcher film, Iron Lady, she was pretty... She's not going to be in public life anymore, you know? Wait a bit for, like... Because if Hillary Clinton gets the job and she becomes president, becomes the first female president, right... then that film's going to be pretty redundant because, like, a lot of the important things are going to come when she was frigging president.
True.
I bet you that film's going to have a big bit about Bill.
No, because I think it takes place when she was young. She was, like, a young photographer or something.
Oh.
And
when she met Bill.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. We might see that.
Oh, it's going to be, like, a romantic...
It's going to be, like, her and, like, Nixon and stuff.
You're going to have a sequel then, aren't you? Hillary Clinton.
Where she fights...
Two.
Where she fights vampires and shit. See, I would watch that. But then I'd watch anything. Speaking of horrible things, Paramount now have the rights to Friday the 13th.
Okay.
So that means that Michael Bay, who produced that piece of shit remake...
No.
Won't.
Oh, he won't.
I don't think he's... Is he a Paramount whore? I don't think he is.
He's a whore to anyone.
Yeah, you're right. But I think that means someone else will take on that franchise and maybe re-reboot it in a way that's not as...
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, he's got nothing else to do.
The reboot queen.
He's too busy rebooting...
Space. Yeah, rebooting space.
speaking of space... God, I've got this awesome segues.
Yeah.
The cast so far for Guardians of the Galaxy. There's a cast that's been announced for that. Do you know Guardians of the Galaxy?
It sounds like a game.
I know. It probably is a game.
Yeah.
But it's like the new kind of comic book thing, which sounds more and more like it's going to be the new John Carter flop.
Oh, right.
It'll probably be a cool movie.
It's one of those things where you don't create the mythology of your film well enough so that you have no invested emotion in the character.
Yeah, I mean, I liked John Carter for the most part. You didn't care that much.
I didn't care.
It was all right, but, you know, there was no one really famous in it.
I don't mind that. You know.
It wasn't like... Well, but it felt like a B-movie from the start.
Yeah.
Like, this new movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, will have Benicio Del Toro, Glenn Close, and John C. Reilly.
I haven't seen Glenn Close in anything for a long time.
Well, yeah. The last time was when she played that guy, no? There was a movie called, like, Albert Nobbs or something. I think that was the title.
I can't remember.
Where she played
a
dude, no?
I don't know.
But the plot for Guardians of the Galaxy is a pilot is sent into space, where he becomes known as a Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
Yes. And he teams up with a ragtag bunch of escaped prisoners guarding a dangerous secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like,
That, I don't see how that's gonna attract that many people.
Unless it sounds like a plot to a 90s kids animation.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'll go see it. Anything that's set in space, I tend to watch. Sorry. The worst rendition of the X-Men theme ever. But I appreciate
it. I love X-Men Adventures.
Yeah. You've been watching more, haven't you?
I've gone through them all now.
Oh.
It gets really shit towards the end. Like, the last, I think, about 6 episodes, it's clear that a different animation studio has taken over. And everyone's kind of a bit wavy.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
The animation quality just drops dramatically.
Okay.
And it's quite clear, I think, they're trying to avoid having certain people in it at certain times. Because I think only, like, maybe the last episode do they have all the cast back.
Okay.
But they just have, like, bits and pieces for... Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's a mess.
It doesn't conclude properly. It's a mess at the end, unfortunately. Like a lot of those things, because they just fizzle out and they don't get any money and whatever.
I need to rewatch that series, actually.
Oh, yeah, like, the first couple of series. Oh, fantastic.
That was good. But yeah, so Guardians of the Galaxy could be good, but I'm just afraid it might flop. Michael Bay, speaking of flop, although he never has flops, because people like his movies for some reason.
Is he not busy with another Transformers?
That's what I'm talking about. He's been posting pictures of the cars. That will become Transformers in the new movie. He's like, here's some cars. That's the marketing for this movie so far. Yeah. Cars. And there's like one...
Oh, he's already whoring. Yeah. I mean, like,
he's just like, oh, people who like my movies like cars. Yeah. And some cards.
Ford, Chevrolet, give me some money.
But he's like changed the designs a little bit of the cars themselves. Okay. So like...
Yeah, I heard
Bumblebee isn't all like a yellow Camaro. It's like black with a bit of yellow in front.
They should... This is the thing. They think, oh, it'd be cool, we'll update him to a Camaro rather than have him as a bug. You know, Beetle. And it's like, no, that was the charm of those types of things, is that they're not these, you know, they can be in disguise. I don't know if you've heard the fucking theme tune, but robots in disguise. It's not great to have the most flashiest freaking robot thing.
I like how Optimus Prime has, like, flames on his truck and shit.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, this guy's my ass. There's one that's like a Jeep, but he's like, no, Jeeps are for pussies, and he's made into this like army truck.
Yeah,
so he's changing everything.
But like the original cut of animation or toys or whatever, they had dinosaurs, which were ridiculous.
Dinobots.
They were a bit silly, but they also had just a tad. They had sections because it was mainly for the toy market. So they had the construction toys.
Yeah.
And then they would have the fast cars, and then they'd have the aircraft and or the, you know, the flight and stuff like that. And you would, I don't know. I feel like he should go back to one of those old books with the Transformers in, and look through them and realize how charming and endearing like some of the designs were. And yet what he's done is go, no, we must smash all these crap things and make them into new things. Where we're like, the only thing he got right, in my opinion, was the sound.
The title.
The sound that the Transformers made when they were. That was like that. It's similar to the original.
Not really. I like the.
No. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like the new sound he's got is similar, but a little bit updated. You know, so it's like you're not completely shitting on it, but you're like changing it.
The only way for me that Michael Bay can bring the fans back. Is
Megan Fox?
No. Although, she'll be in Ninja Turtles.
Yay!
Although
she'll have to dye her hair, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she's going to be April.
April. Right? Yeah. The only thing he has to do to bring me back into that cinema.
Yeah.
Just have the Transformers theme.
Yes.
Just make the whole soundtrack the Transformers theme. With, you know, variations and stuff. Yeah. Just that will just make it feel like you're fucking watching a Transformers movie. Yeah, but
Superman Returns did that.
Yeah. leave Superman Returns out of it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, but that one obviously tried to be a homage to the old stuff, and it succeeded in that, but failed in being a decent movie. Expendables 3 news.
Oh, God.
You've probably heard about this. Stallone will possibly cast Jackie Chan. I don't know if it's confirmed, but it's so close to being confirmed, it's confirmed.
Okay.
Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
We should bring some laughs if they get a script this time around.
Yeah. Out of all the kind of people that they've missed out so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie Wesley Snipes is still on, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And what will probably single-handedly sell their movie.
Nicolas Cage. Oh, no.
Yes.
He doesn't deserve to be in that.
What,
just for Gone in 60 Seconds?
For all the movies he's ever made.
He doesn't do that many action-y... he's not an action hero in my
mind. The Rock, Con Air, 8mm, Snake Eyes.
Yeah, I don't know.
All those movies.
You say that.
Next.
Oh, fuck off with Next.
Okay,
yeah, I hated that film.
Yeah, Next, success. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
All right, he can be in it.
And also, Nicolas Cage is a god.
I don't know, I consider the Expendables to be like an era. Like, yeah. they're taking from an era of... And I'm just like, Nicolas Cage was a bit late, I guess.
Nah. No, I mean, they've got wrestlers in those movies.
All right.
But
Seagal, that's who we need.
They're actually in talks with Seagal.
Oy.
And because Seagal never got along with Van Damme, famously...
Oh, Van Damme's not in the...
No. Because, again, spoilers, if you haven't seen Expendables 2, I don't...
Oh, come on.
Don't think Van Damme can come back.
No, yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter. They could bring back anyone. They'd be clones, robots, aliens. No. It doesn't matter.
It's not really that... That franchise doesn't go for... It goes for, like, tough and gritty.
All right.
It goes for Team America, but serious.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I never thought about it that way.
We
should totally have it. It's like, America, fuck yeah.
They're so close to that. but Nicolas Cage's been around since the 80s.
All right. You win.
But the next one, I mean, the next person they're in talks with...
Yeah.
Really probably shouldn't be in it. It's Mila Jovovich.
What? Why?
I don't know, because... I don't know.
That's kind of bizarre.
I know they want to mix in new with old, but she's only ever done really, you know, Paul W.S. Anderson movies.
Maybe they were like, oh, we need a woman. We need women in the film. Because it's like they always had like the token woman in the film.
Yeah, yeah. But in the last one, that girl they had to replace Jet Li was awful.
Yeah, she was awful. Maybe they were thinking, oh, she was terrible, so therefore we need
Let's get someone. One that's also terrible, but... At least, you know.
She's quite successful as an action
woman. She can do stunts and shit.
Well, she can. I mean, Fifth Element.
She can't hold a gun properly. But
yeah, okay.
Otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Got the trailer where she's shooting the gun and the gun's like all over this lady. So the CGI bullets are still going in the right direction.
I don't know. She might be all right.
No, but all right. Think of action women and think who could be in it.
This...
No, I'd have.
But also, action women from the '80s, like apart from
from the '80s. Oh yeah.
Apart from like Bridget Nielsen.
Okay.
Who else?
God, this is only just showing like how
Pam Grier
sexist like Hollywood is.
Yeah.
Because they don't really do that many action women films.
Yeah.
So therefore, you haven't got a large pool of people to.
They should do more.
No, but like more recent. You could...
Yeah, recent ones...
Natalie Portman, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, she did V for Vendetta.
That's like one movie.
I know, but that's all we have to go off
But she's all like... tiny and, you know, she's like a tiny little doll.
Oh, I don't know. She'll be like a little ninja.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Well, they could get someone like Zhang Ziyi.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, in Chinese cinema, there'd be loads of women they can pick from.
Even like... Oh, what's her name? Well, Michelle Rodriguez, but she's in everything now.
Yeah, no.
She can't be in every franchise.
No. I know you're going to talk about it.
After. Yes. All right. The writer of The Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Who's... I can't believe I missed this. His name is Michael Green. What is with those people who make movies based on their names? Like, Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, was directed by Mark Webb. There's loads like that. It's so perfect.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That guy, he's in talks to co-write that Blade Runner sequel that we're so looking forward to them screwing up.
I hope those talks fall apart. Like,
I really do. I mean, because Alien, okay, you're going to make Prometheus. Alien is kind of a franchise that's been exploited anyway.
No, but it's got people involved that were involved with the original.
No, but Ridley Scott is going to direct Blade Runner 2. But still,
I didn't know that.
Blade Runner's not like one of those, you know, cheap ass franchises you can just exploit. That's been killed by, you know, various people, and then oh, let's make a decent one again.
Oh no,
that's just one movie. Pain. It's good. Just leave it.
Leave it alone. It is what it is. I mean, they made 5 versions of it. But
I bet they got that Green Lantern.
Could you imagine, like, the sequel? They're going to have to say, well, this is the sequel to version 3, not version 4.
But why do they wait so long to make sequels?
They wait until
the actor is, like, bald and,
no,
like...
because this is the... Well, I keep saying this, but this is the era of sequels. Yeah. Of reboots. But I know we've always had sequels to some extent. But when Blade Runner originally came out, it wasn't the thing that you had to reboot or sequelize everything.
There was a resurgence in the 80s of the remake... Like with the
remake,
thing.
With the thing, not necessarily and the blob. Sequel,
but more often than not, they remade them really well.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it was the time. Well, some, all those directors,
a lot of the time they were remaking black and white films 50s that movies. Had or films that weren't originally good or didn't have the budget to have the effects. So you kind of update in that way.
Exactly. So it made sense. Yeah. And when the remake was better, then it was...
Leave it alone. It's like Star Wars as well. It's like, leave the fuck alone.
I know.
You could just come up with something new. This is the thing. It's like apart from maybe Lord of the Rings, we haven't had one of those kind of franchises that people kind of gather around to enjoy as such.
Well...
You know?
Yeah, they've tried.
Yeah.
To get some new... I don't know. I'm just scared for Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Will Smith has very little interest, apparently, to star in Men in Black 4. Even though they've announced it.
They announced it?
Yeah, they were like, we're making Men in Black 4. And then Will Smith is just like, I'm not doing it.
Maybe maybe Jaden will do it.
Oh, That'd be so great. How does that work?
You know that with Jaden, right, you could essentially remake all of Will Smith's films eventually. Except for After Earth, because...
Just remake all his films, but there's a prologue before the film that shows how he shrank. They're just like, oh no, we shrank him. By the way,
I was watching on TV Surrogates just recently.
Hey.
You know Surrogates is pretty much identical storyline to iRobot. Like, they're very, very... Apart from the robots.
No,
yeah, apart from the fact that people are behind the robot, like the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the trust me, look at the story. iRobot and Surrogates are almost identical.
Yeah, it's pretty generic.
Not only identical, the guy, the professor guy, what's his?
Oh, he's the same guy, isn't
he? He's in both! Yeah. He's in both! And he's the guy who invented Surrogates and, invented that robot that's prominent.
So you could see it as like a prequel or something.
In a sense, yeah. Although he dies in both
movies.
Spoiler. In Surrogates, he shoots himself.
Oh, good. But yeah, I mean...
He doesn't shoot himself, sorry. He takes a cyanide capsule.
In Surrogates?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because in iRobot, he just...
He jumps out of he dies in both films.
Although he's killed by... Oh, I don't remember most of that movie. He's killed by a robot.
No, he's killed by his own robot that he instructed to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's all this like, I did not murder him. That's what I remember from that film.
Yeah, because he was asked to. And
I did not murder him.
This was a rubbish rendition.
Well, anyway, Men in Black 4, it doesn't look like... It looks like Will Smith is...
Well, maybe...
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, it looks like he's saying that. But I don't know. I like all the right,
no,
one.
No, but this opens up the whole thing. Who replaces him?
I don't know how they can do it now.
Eddie Murphy?
Tommy Lee Jones is 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Well, no, they got around that last time, so...
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I guess, just about.
Maybe, see, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go back into Will Smith's
They're going to make him really old.
And it'll be Jaden Smith. No, or make him really old. And it's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, but that's not what
Men Tommy in Black... Lee Jones is dead. Morgan Freeman comes in as old Will Smith.
But then Men in Black will become like a time traveling franchise, which it isn't. It's meant to be aliens.
Yeah, I know.
The third one had some time travel, but it was because of an alien.
Yeah.
But now if they're just like, oh, time travel every time, it's, what the fuck? It's like if every Star Trek film was the fourth one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I do like
no!
This because I'm bad for...
Oh, those fucking whales.
Yeah, I love that film. I really do. It's so interesting.
It'd be great if it wasn't about whales, though.
No, I don't. No, no, I don't care. I don't care if it's about whales. I'd love it.
This is a movie that showed at the cinema about whales,
and it was fun.
It's fun.
This is what the new shit doesn't get.
I like it.
We like fun.
We like whales.
We like Fast and Furious 6.
Note to J.J. Abrams: have more whales in your film. Okay. Have a whale pilot the Enterprise. Final story. We're finally there. Final story. Your favorite director, M. Night Shyamalan.
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 There's a twist in his own name.
I don't know what that means, but I like it. He's spoken about maybe making a sequel to Unbreakable. One of his better movies.
Yeah, one of his only good films.
Yes.
I
like Unbreakable. That's a good movie.
It can be made as a sequel.
Although it doesn't need to. That,
no, it doesn't film need is to, also but pretty you can well make it into a sequel thinking about the story.
Yeah, I mean, because the twist, well, spoilers.
Yeah.
The twist at the end is basically sets up the pawns. Like, you've got your villain, you've got your hero.
Yeah.
So there is potential to see them. But then that's not what the first movie was about, really. It was more about, you know, real people kind of going through some shit. And then it's a superhero movie, but it's not.
So it's not really, because
it was more subtle.
No, it was more subtle in the sense that, I mean, Bruce Willis, he could do it. I mean, he still looks very similar to it.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he never displays, oh, I've got superpowers as such. It's
he's just strong.
Yeah.
Oh no, but
his weakness is meant to be water or something.
that was silly.
But it was like,
a pool.
No. Yeah, but the weird thing about it was like he doesn't get ill. Like,
actually, it's just like signs, isn't it? Water bad. Where's Shyamalan's problem with water? And there's also loads of water in Airbender. Although water is good in that one. Water good. We should go through his film. Look,
Shyamalan just likes to have religion in his films.
Some kind of spirituality. He loves
to have religion in it.
Lady in the Water. What is with water?
No, shut up.
No, but I've just come to this realization. There's no water in the village.
No.
Huh. Because that's more of an Earth movie, you see. That's how he thinks.
Well, The Happening. It's
The wind. Happening is a wind.
No, movie. But yeah, maybe it's natural elements that he's kind of a bit obsessed with.
Huh.
Spirituality, natural elements. Yeah.
After Earth.
What?
Earth.
Oh yeah, all right. God.
Which we need to see this weekend.
Yeah, I know we are.
Yeah, next podcast, the big review will be after Earth.
Yeah,
and it will be glorious. All right, let's move
on. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes.
You might owe me some money.
Yeah, because when I went to see The Happening, because I still believed in Shyamalan.
Yeah.
I was like, he's awesome. You're crazy. It's going to be great. Yeah. And then I went to see
it. I was lost by then already.
Yeah. So we bet a pound. Like, he bet that it would suck.
No, every M. Night Shyamalan film that comes out, I bet that it's going to be bad. And you bet it's going to be okay or good.
Okay or good, yeah.
Yeah, we both go, we'll see them at some point, and it's like, you give me a pound for everyone that's good, and I give you a pound for everyone that's bad.
So far, I'm losing.
You're losing massively.
Although, I didn't give you anything for Last Airbender, because
it's not good.
It's not good, it's not good. But I enjoyed it.
That doesn't count.
It kind of counts.
It doesn't count.
I enjoyed it. It was like a cartoon, but, you know, live action, and
No, I think I'm still
winning. It's like 10 episodes of a show in one movie.
I'm still winning, because what happening is when we started it. So.
Devil doesn't count, because it was only
from the mind.
Just from his mind.
To be honest, if it was Devil, I still wouldn't say, don't give me a pound.
No, because it was all right.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well. See, it works.
I enjoyed it.
If we enjoy it, you know, there's a loophole.
That one I could argue for.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the detective film.
Which one? Devil?
Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of like a Twilight episode in a weird sense.
What do you mean,
yeah.
Twilight Zone?
Yeah, Twilight Zone.
Yeah. No, it is.
Oh god. See, when I say Twilight, I mean the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that stupid fucking franchise.
Yeah. It is like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
But that's why I enjoyed it. It was like quite schlocky and trashy, yeah. But I don't know. Diablo.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like a lot of other M. Night Shyamalan are really grandiose, or they're really kind of, they're trying to get at something big, moral questions,
yeah.
And then failing miserably.
Water
with Mark Wahlberg.
What a good trailers. Now we can talk about it.
Yes.
Woo! Machete Kills.
Machete Kills.
Machete Kills.
I'm so looking forward to this.
That's such a good trailer.
No, I saw Danny Trejo on TV.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing an advertisement for El Paso.
That's awesome.
But it ties in with the film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he's kind of threatening his family, Jesus. Like, throughout the whole advert, but with knives. Like, he cuts things while looking at people.
Are there machetes?
Yeah, there's a machete in the... And it's a weird tie-in. Like, you've got this so ridiculous film that's going to come out that's going to be glorious and gory and just mayhem. And then El Paso. And, like, really that kind is... of obvious, like, he's Mexican.
Because in
El Paso is Mexican.
And in the first film, you remember there's this whole scene where he's just eating,
yes.
Just like, yeah, tacos. But not even in a taco, it's just like... He's scooping up the fucking salad and shit.
Oh,
it's awesome. So El Paso were like, hey.
I saw the trailer and I jumped for joy.
Yeah, me too. I don't know which bit was even better. It's just like Mel Gibson as Vaz.
Brilliant, he's in it.
I love that Charlie Sheen is like Carlos Estevez.
Yeah, no. I thought that was fantastic because everyone obviously knows who Charlie Sheen is. So don't announce him as Charlie Sheen. So I think that's fantastic. I think that's a really good way of going about, if you're going to use well-known actors, take the piss out of them.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with the last film. And I hope, again, with this film, they completely rip the piss out of Mel Gibson. I hope he's like a pastor or, you know, a reverend or a vicar or something religious. He's a bishop. Or something like that.
I think he's probably going to be some like weird cult leader.
That would be good as well.
Because they have to introduce... In this movie, because Machete Kills again,
yeah.
They've said, would be in space. So they have to make that space story make sense in this movie.
Okay.
At the end of this movie, Machete needs to be in space.
Okay.
And I will ejaculate over the screen. So... When you watch it, let's bring some towels and stuff. But yeah, no, it just
I'm really looking forward to it.
There was another trailer for Anchorman 2, which
I'm
looking forward to it, but they didn't really show anything in the trailer.
No.
These guys are still in this movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Correct.
But yeah.
I saw the original trailer to Anchorman 2, and I was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
There's Riddick. We haven't talked about Riddick.
Yeah, I saw the trailers for Riddick, and...
Or as I like to call it, Pitch Black.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Pitch Black, isn't it?
That's what I'm a bit confused about, where it fits in the chronology of the film.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
So...
It might happen before?
No, I'm thinking maybe in between.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe in between, but I'm not sure. It can't be a reboot.
Oh, no, I don't think it is.
You know, because it's like, that's just bizarre.
No,
like,
it's just, not a reboot.
It's just Pitch Black, but done again, with the same main character.
Yeah, it's just because they've tried the big, grand, epic, expensive route, and it didn't work, so they're just like...
I really liked Chronicles of Riddick. I've watched that film now 3 times.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I need to watch it properly. It tried to
create... Well, I know the universe already exists.
Yeah.
But it tried to create that universe on film. And I thought it didn't do such a bad job.
No, I think
parts of it... I thought the villains were good. I thought the plot was well done. There were some silly moments. I get that. Like, Thandie Newton in that film, as much as I love Thandie Newton because she's gorgeous... She was very over the top, like super over the top.
That's the thing. Like in this movie, it was like parts of it were like really good. It's like, oh, that's from a really good movie, and then parts of it were just like that's like a TV movie kind of.
Yes, yeah,
and so that threw me off a little bit.
But the prison's good. I don't know. I really like the ideas, some of the ideas behind that whole franchise, and I think Vin Diesel fits it. I think he fits the franchise. It's his. Superhero role in a sense, but at the same time he's meant to be a criminal, and I like anti-hero stories, you know. It's like a little bit Conan-esque, you know.
Yeah,
you know, type thing.
Yeah,
where you have an action hero who's not quite all good, you know. But anyway,
we're done now. Let's move on to the big review this week, which it comes a bit late, but still we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 6.
Yay!
Let's go.
Maybe the lady we once knew is gone.
You don't turn your back on them, even when they do.
So, Fast and Furious 6, or as I like to call it, Cars 3.
Cars 3. You know they're doing planes.
Oh, I know! I forgot to talk about
that. Yeah, you forgot to talk about planes.
Oh!
Not Pixar, by the way. Again, this weird thing. Well, it's this weird thing that I don't know what's going on with Pixar at the moment. But you know Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph looked like a Pixar film, but it never said Pixar.
No, it's a Disney.
It's a Disney film. Well, if you watch the Planes trailer, it doesn't say Pixar.
Oh, so it's...
It just says Disney. But you're like, but it's part of the franchise of Pixar.
It's like Disney making B-movies of Pixar.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre, but...
That's weird.
It's not Pixar.
Huh.
Though I was really surprised at Pixar when they made Cars 2.
Yeah, what it's was like, that?
Everyone kind of agrees that Cars is their only...
Dud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Brave was great. I really enjoyed
Brave. It was okay.
No, I really enjoyed... The reason why I enjoyed Brave is they made a princess film without it being overtly sexist. You know? Okay. So... And you know that whole story about how they've now taken the main character of Brave and they redesigned her to look like a Disney princess. Yeah. And it's quite sexist.
She doesn't look that different.
She does. No. They made her way smaller and her bust bigger and made her look more kind of made up and stuff. And it's just like, you know, pointier nose. And it's like, no, you don't have to do this. What's the point? So I just like the fact that Pixar is actually kind of forcing Disney into a different direction with their animation films. So that's why I like Brave. I thought Brave was good.
It was fine until it became about bears.
Okay.
Because I thought it was meant to be about this courageous princess, and they're just like, actually, let's make it about bears now.
I don't mind that.
Anyway, that's our review for Fast and Furious 6. I thought. Vin Diesel made a good bear. And Dwayne Johnson was great as the talking
He is bro. A bear. I'm sorry, Dwayne Johnson. And we have to say it the right way. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It is a fucking bear. He beefed up for Fast and Furious 6. He's huge, like more muscular.
He's massive.
He's more muscular now than when he did WWF.
If he gets any bigger, they'll have to drive him in the next movie. He's like, get on my back.
Is he going to be in the next film? That's the thing. I don't know if he'll be in the next film.
Well, he didn't really do much in this movie. But
no,
it was just like, you guys need to do this.
Yeah.
And then at the end,
he was kind of pushing the plot.
Pile driver!
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that bit in a moment.
We'll get to that. Hey, actually, planes, we were talking about it. It makes sense in this movie. There's a big plane scene, you know. That's a segue, no?
Yeah, great.
I don't know why I segued with bears. I could have done it with planes. God damn it.
Anyway, so the premise of the film is
The Rock, who was the villain kind of in the last movie, because he was just like, yes, you can't steal from us.
Yeah.
And he likes them now.
Yeah, The Rock,
he doesn't mind now that they robbed him blind.
Yeah. The Rock goes to Vin Diesel and says, I found your ex-girlfriend. I found your ex-girlfriend who you thought was dead in Fast and Furious 4? Sorry, for me, all those films have just blended together, so much so.
I've seen the first one many times.
Like, the first one's defined because it's the start. Yeah. The second one's defined because it introduces Ludacris.
And because it sucks.
No, I like the second one.
I didn't hate it.
Then the third one is technically Tokyo Drift.
See, that's the thing. I didn't see Tokyo Drift, and I didn't see Fast and Furious. The reboot, basically.
Yeah.
Because I stopped caring by then.
But the thing is, but for
then
me,
I heard it was good, and it's just like, oh, damn.
4 and 5 kind of blend together. I can't remember the difference between
Well, 5 two. I actually saw, and that was the one where they introduced The Rock.
And oh, the, 5 is, okay, yeah. So that's how that's defined. Okay.
Yeah, because there's this and fight 4, with Vin Diesel 4
is
and the
undercover
and,
stuff, okay. Yeah, yeah. Alright, it's all defined now. So they're like, oh yeah, Michelle Rodriguez, you know.
She's still alive. She's and still then alive. They explain it in the dumbest way.
Yeah, so spoiler, obviously. Yeah, she has amnesia.
Amnesia. Like it's an episode of Sunset Beach.
Yeah, amnesia. Or Dallas, you know. Just take any American drama.
That's lame.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, she fell and she can't remember. And
yeah.
Anyway, here's the movie.
All right. They gotta go get her for some reason.
Well, you know, it's basically just like, you've got The Rock who's coming in and he's like, guys, I need you to stop this bad guy because he's got a briefcase. He's
British bad guy.
Played by the future Dracula.
Oh, really? I
Luke
know
Evans,
that.
Yeah.
No, I like him. I like him.
No, he was fine. So you got The Rock coming in. Oh, you got to do this. And then Vin Diesel's like, weren't you the bad guy in the last film?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, but Michelle Rodriguez is still alive. Yeah, so yeah, he's so just like, oh, no, I've got to do it.
I've got to go after my ex-girlfriend while he has a new girlfriend. Which, by the way, so Vin awesome. Diesel, they kind of open up with Vin Diesel as, you know, having this new girlfriend who's prettier.
Well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She's prettier.
Nah.
She is prettier. Nah. She is. And you're like, okay, well, he's obviously moved on. And then, obviously, Michelle Rodriguez, you know, pops up. And, by the way, Michelle Rodriguez, you kind of get this weird thing, like, because Vin Diesel has this line of, like, you don't turn your back on family, even if they turn your back on you.
Yeah.
Family? She's an ex-girlfriend.
I guess he calls his car buddies his family.
Oh, whatever.
I don't know.
So I found that a bit weird. It was just like, because the thing incestuous. Is, you'd be like, oh, great, she's alive. I want to see her. But actually, the whole premise was to get back with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at the end of the film, there's this awkward scene between Michelle Rodriguez and I can't remember the other actress's name. But where they meet and chat and they're just like, oh, yeah, cool, you can have him now.
Yeah, right at the end of the film.
Yeah.
He gets rid of one girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Michelle Rodriguez just sits on his lap where she belongs. He's just like, sit down, woman. And then it's like, she doesn't remember him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I kept expecting, like, because you never see Vin Diesel's girlfriend go, oh, what mission are you going on?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to find my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you're not. No, it just ends with him just like, you go away. This one.
This one stay. This one stay. You'll go. You'll go become police.
Yeah. She's fine. Everyone's fine with it. Michelle Rodriguez, I don't know who you are, but okay. Yeah. So this strong woman, like this strong female character they've introduced, is actually not that strong.
No.
Against the powers of some random bald guy.
Some random bald guy.
Yeah.
There's two bald guys.
Dwayne
The Rock Johnson.
Oh god. So you've got, who is in this movie? You've got Paul Walker.
But you've got everyone.
Everyone.
You've
basically.
Got everyone from the last one in this one, except for the now new main villain.
Yeah.
Who they do this whole twisty turny thing with him, like, oh, you thought you had me, I have you. No, you have me.
They
I
keep
have
you. Doing that in movies yeah. now. Yeah. They do the same cliche of the bad guy having himself be captured on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he's got an ulterior motive.
Yeah. That's Avengers as well.
That's Avengers. Yeah, yeah. That's Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Skyfall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they have to stop now.
Yeah, I think they need to stop with the, I'm a villain and I've been caught on purpose.
You know who started that? It's probably Dark Knight.
Yeah, 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 in a sense. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
Villains
yeah.
can't do that.
Yeah, but that was done in such a cool way.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. You know? When he's got like the phone in the guy's chest.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
No, because the Avengers one was absurd.
Yeah.
And so was, Skyfall was a bit absurd with theirs, because it was like so many things had to happen at the exact same time to make that plan work, that it was a bit absurd.
It was a bit absurd, but...
Yeah. I still liked it.
Yeah, Javier Bardem made it work.
Oh, of course
he did. But yeah,
what's
so
he doing now?
What's Javier Bardem doing now?
Yeah, I don't know, I see. What he's doing.
Hopefully not a bad guy role.
Yeah.
Hopefully not Vicky Cristina Barcelona too. So yeah, you get what you expect in this movie. You've got lots of action.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that scene with the tank that has been shown so much in the trailers.
Oh yeah.
How many times have we seen that scene?
Well, now? We saw it 3 times before the actual film. Yeah. Or at least I saw it 3 times.
I might have seen it even more than that.
Wow. Yeah.
By the time you... After seeing all these trailers, by the time you get to the movie...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it still works.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not... It doesn't have the same... It's not as impressive. So try... If
no, you're... I know. What I didn't like is they took, like, their best moment.
Yeah.
And then put it into the 6-minute preview.
Yeah, that was not a good idea. Because that's what the film's building up to, pretty much.
Though, admittedly, they cut it differently.
Yeah, like,
actual film, they cut it differently. They did add some other bits into it that make sense. So, in a sense, they did the preview without giving away any major plot points, which, I like that.
That's fair enough.
There is some absurd little plot points, though, in it, like, why the hell did that happen the way it did? And
There's loads
of little things like that. Like, essentially, this the bad guys going around stealing loads of stuff, just stuff, by the way, it seems like, in order to put together some kind of weapon... That can take out the communications of a country for 24 hours.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to use it. He just wants to sell it.
Yeah.
But he needs to get all the bits together, and he's got all the bits except this one thing, which can fit in a briefcase.
I hate stories like that.
Yeah,
it's only worked in like Escape from New York, where it was all about this one MacGuffin, this little cassette tape.
Yeah.
That was cool, but then
it's a bit difficult to do it set now because of the way technology.
Now it's just like the whole film rests on the briefcase, and it's just like that sucks.
Yeah,
and so there's a tank scene, and
but I think in essence we're being a bit negative because we're analyzing it now, which this film you don't analyze. You don't analyze the film.
We
like
could
this.
Nitpick it to death.
Yeah, you could absolutely, but. I enjoyed it so much because it was lots of silly explosions and fights and car chases.
You can't take it seriously at all.
Yeah, but I like that. I like a film that doesn't take itself seriously and it's just fun. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, nearly 2 hours of fun and that's fine. I think that's absolutely fine.
I do think that this one was a bit long, though.
It was over two hours. Yeah, was it? Yeah, wasn't it?
And it felt like it. Yeah, like. Sorry. It was fun,
yeah.
But the last film, Fast Five, was much more fun.
Oh yeah!
I just remember just coming out of this and just like that was really entertaining. This one, there were some bits where I was just like, meh.
I think the way you could have made this film a little bit more fun,
it just was... not have them talk at all.
No. It was slightly too much. You know, chatting,
and it's not good writing.
They had scenes where it was chat, and then another scene right after chat. Like they deliberately had scenes of talking for ages.
Yeah, and every time you get to a dialogue scene, it just kills the pace of the film.
Yeah, yeah, the pacing wasn't.
It's just like, oh wait, we forgot this exposition. That blah blah blah. Okay, let's go.
They didn't need a lot of it.
I just thought something. Paul Walker does the same thing again. Like, he gets captured on purpose.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just so he can find out something.
Yeah.
Two people do that in this movie.
Yeah.
They go over overkill.
I know.
Okay. It did feel long, that movie, a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Because also a lot of it's shot in London.
So I'm glad for that, to be honest.
Yeah. But a lot of it's in the
London's
dark.
London's iconic.
But too many scenes in the
dark. No, but okay, all right. But they had to do it in the dark.
Yeah.
You know why they had to do it in the dark. Okay, for anyone who's American listening or anywhere else in the world, when you come to London, we don't have the same laws about filming. So even if you get permission to film on the streets of London, you can't deny access to pedestrians because essentially people own all the public spaces. So I can literally walk across a scene, and apparently this happened with Harry Potter and it happened with few other films that, you know, that had to use roads in London. Or public roads. And so in Fast and Furious, you can see the barriers keeping people off the roads, you know, during the shots, you know, and I can see it. They didn't even CGI it. They just left that in.
I know why they did it, but that actually really bothered me.
Yeah. So they did it dark to try and get away with it, but it didn't work.
No. They've cut it really quickly, so you don't really have time, but you can't have it both ways. Like, either you cut quickly and don't show anything, or you have your big wide shot of Piccadilly and you show the cars. You can't just do both.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're going to see both, all right? so that pissed me off a little bit. That's a nitpick.
I know, but I kind of forgive it because I know they couldn't have done it any other way. And I'm just like, I'm glad you guys have come to London to film something. Like, Thor is, the new Thor film is going to have bits in London.
Oh, God.
Obviously, Pirates of the Caribbean had bits in Greenwich. Harry Potter did tons of stuff in London, of course.
I still think that, you know, if you set a movie in, like, an exotic place like Rio, and then it's London, I don't see how that's a step up, really. It's kind of like...
No, you got to understand it. All right, we're Londoners, we live here, and we're going to be quite cynical about London, of course. We love it, but we hate it as well.
Uh-huh.
But if you think about the image of London to the rest of the world, especially after the Olympics and the Jubilee and the Royal Wedding and all that kind of stuff, we've been in the news a lot. And therefore, when people are looking to have an iconic city in their film, they're thinking, London's a good choice because everyone's kind of on a high when it comes
For a Hollywood movie, like, European cities are exotic.
Yeah,
like,
Paris, London.
That's fair enough. Yeah. It's also shot a bit in Spain, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit of it's in Spain. Though, to be honest, it could have been anywhere.
You know, you don't really see much of it.
They say Spain, but it could have been in Mexico. It could have been, could have been in Texas, for all we know. Because, that kind of thing they could have shot anywhere.
No, they're too busy filming the moon landing.
Yeah.
To worry about that. What else to say? It's just cars.
It's cars, guns...
Yeah.
Explosions.
We need to talk about the ending, though.
Yeah.
The plane scene.
Yeah.
There's an endless runway.
Endless.
But like, actually,
so long.
Actually endless. And this plane's trying to take off with the bad guys.
Yeah. And it's not technically endless, because the plane just stops before the runway ends.
Yeah, but by then you're just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
This scene lasted 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's got, there's one point where the plane's trying to take off, and it's got cars that have harpooned their way into the plane, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like pulling the plane down. He's got like four cars.
And the plane's picking the cars up.
Yeah. It's just like the guys are just like, all right, let's take off. It's just like, no, you can't take off with cars and holes in your plane. That's insane.
Oh, geez. It's
funny. It's great. Yeah, that was the best bit for me. This whole plane bit.
Best bit for me is when they actually get a wrestling move into the film.
Oh, yeah, but that's during that scene.
Yeah, so Vin Diesel and The Rock are on the plane trying to, you know, manhandle or fist fight the bad guys.
Because they've got all these, like, evil British twins, don't
they?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's this gang of the bad guys who are basically, you got the tough guy, you got the short guy,
yeah.
So it's basically
evil. The black guy dies earlier on in the film.
Oh.
There's approximately 5 people who die in this film, by the way.
Well, 5 plus all the people on the road that the tank crushed.
Oh, yeah, no, no, but you don't see them die. Like, so it's like...
I saw them die, all right. Every no, time there's like, a car that gets crushed, yeah, that's death. Yeah,
okay. Okay. They're blasé. They're completely blasé yeah, about that.
Like, Michelle Rodriguez's reaction is just like, that wasn't in the plan.
And it was just like, fuck the plan. I'm in a tank.
It's just like, oh, look, a bridge.
Yeah. That is funny. That was funny. So Vin Diesel picks up one of the bad guys, or yeah. the big burly bad guy. And then The Rock jumps at him and clotheslines him mid-air.
So good.
Oh, it's just brilliant. And I'm so glad they put that in.
And that was like seconds after Vin Diesel leaped head first into a guy.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Yeah. I was like, no, he did.
This film basically says, physics, be damned.
Yeah,
Be damned, we will do whatever we want. We don't care.
And one of the most annoying character, spoilers,
yeah,
dies.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, you know, nice looking girl.
Yeah.
Who sucks.
Yeah.
She's so bad. Like, acting-wise, terrible.
Yeah.
Every line she has is just... I think her name is... Oh, who cares? She's just bad. There's, like, a romance between her and the Chinese guy.
What, is he Chinese or Japanese?
I think he's Chinese.
Okay.
But he goes to Tokyo at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, is he the guy from Tokyo Drift?
Yeah, he... All right, God, don't get into the...
Because I don't know. No,
this is the thing. It's all about how, like, Tokyo Drift actually takes place later than when it was...
Oh, really? Like,
it's not really number 3 in the chronology.
Oh, Jesus.
And, like, yeah, I know. And so it's like...
I did not know that.
So that's why, like, at the end of each film, he kind of goes, I've got to go to Tokyo. Because it's like, you know...
What? So that's a prequel to Tokyo Drift? That can't be.
Everything is essentially a prequel to Tokyo Drift.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, like, the next film will be a sequel to Tokyo Drift. Okay. I'm not shitting this. With Jason Statham.
That's crazy.
So at the very end of the film, you see essentially a scene from Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
But isn't. Is.
It's like the end of a scene.
Whatever.
And then...
You see the Asian guy die.
Yeah.
And then you see Jason Statham come out the flames and go, I killed your guy. I'm coming for you.
And he's meant to be the brother... of the bad guy, because they've got the same last name.
Yeah, so...
The bad guy in this
movie. And it's Jason Statham.
Yeah. But, it's all these franchises, like, merging into one.
You've got the Transporter.
Yeah, you've got the Transporter, you've got the fucking G.I. Joe. And
everything's coming together. Yeah, G.I. Joe, Transporter. Though G.I. Joe's... The kind of the technology in it.
It's the same type of thing. It's like cartoon action film.
Yeah. No, but there's a big difference in the sense of what's fun and it's kind of what the audience will accept.
Yeah, I mean, the first G.I. Joe was fun. The second one, much less so.
Yeah.
it was like fun halfway through. You're like, oh, that bit's fun. And then you lose interest again.
Yeah.
But, no, Fast Furious 6 is a bit better. A bit better.
I can't stop saying it, but it's fun. Go see it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, to wrap things up, I'd say it's fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And it's ridiculous. It's not always that well made or that well written.
No.
Some of the jokes work, some don't. Like
I like some of the Rock one-liners.
What I was going to say. Yeah, I love everything the Rock says is a one-liner.
Yeah. He comes in and just goes, lock it down.
Yeah, just like...
What? Lock what down? What's going on?
It's just like, let's roll
this. Yeah.
Let's roll this. What?
Yeah.
But
roll
then
what? What are you talking about?
But then there's like...
That's what you wanted someone to do. You just wanted someone, like a British guy, just to go, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, actually, there's the joke that didn't work for me was the whole thing with this snooty English guy.
Yeah.
Who's just like, oh, you couldn't possibly be part of this party.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like, oh, you couldn't possibly afford this car.
Yeah.
And then get back at him, their plan is to buy all the cars.
Yeah.
And it's like, how does that get back at him? You just gave him all your money.
I know.
He won.
But then they make him strip.
Yeah, and that was meant to be hilarious. Which it was.
It was just awkward.
It was awkward and weird.
And it was. And it had serious homoerotic undertones.
Yeah, but.
Like, because the Rock was like, that looks like my size.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm not sure.
This was like a lead up to a rape scene. Almost, you know, it's just like.
I don't know what they
were. How far are they going to take this?
I know. And still, for a billion, I'll strip in front of the Rock. Honestly, I still think the guy won.
By the end of this.
It's just like, you're not getting back at him. Okay. No. He gets undressed every day. Okay. He can do it for money.
Yeah.
But yeah, so apart from all that stuff, it is fun. Yeah. I'd say Fast Five is better. So I would recommend it more.
Yeah, I would agree. Fast Five
is It just is felt better. More together than this one. Yeah. This one is just kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. But it's worth seeing, just even just for that, the tank scene, and I look the plane
to
the, scene.
Yeah, I look forward to the next one.
Yeah, next one, hopefully. I don't know where it's going to be set. I think it's set in America again. But yeah, we'll see. So yeah, Fast and Furious 6.
Could be set in Tokyo, I don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah, it'll start there.
Yeah.
Yeah, recommended. Not a technically good movie, but go see it.
Yeah. Or maybe our standards are just getting so low because of all the shit films we see.
That's true. Anyway, let's move on to The Big Recall. If you haven't joined us before, this is the part of the show where we talk about two old movies. Stop squeaking your chair, Jamie.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Desperately need some WD-40.
Oh. This is the part of the show,
Jamie. For your ass.
For your ass. Where you talk... We talk... Oh, you're making me lose the track of things. Where you... We talk about things. Those things include retro films. Yeah. Or films that are not new. It's quite vague. Yeah. But and basically one of us recommends a film to watch, one of us recommends a film not to watch because it sucks. Yeah. Last two weeks ago, what did we talk about? I completely forgot. Oh, I recommended Brain Damage.
Yes.
You disrecommended, I think it was Bicentennial Man?
Yes, Bicentennial Man, which I still like, but don't recommend watching because it's too long and a little bit boring. But anyway,
you're fat, Jamie. this week, what do you have to recommend for us?
Ah, yes. So I get the easier job in this one. I'm going to recommend a film that is close to my heart. Anyway, because it's because it's seminal. It's sort of it's important to anyone who kind of watches films. It's important because of some of the things that are in this film. It's 1966, and it's called Blow Up. It's a film by Mitch. I always get like long names shit, but
Michelangelo Antonioni.
Michelangelo Antonioni. Sorry,
I did the accent.
Starring Vanessa Redgrave and David Hemmings and Sarah Miles, and it's a simple film actually. It follows this kind of hip London photographer who like manipulates women a bit actually through his stylish ways, has a convertible car and a cool studio, and he takes like fashion photography or models and stuff like that, and he seems to have quite a cool life. And I must have, when I was younger and I watched this, I kind of wanted to be that guy. Okay. I totally wanted to be that guy.
Yeah, because you're the camera guy. I've got cameras.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it made me fall in love with cameras, thinking that obviously this was all kind of like until, this all fell apart until, later on in my life.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so until you saw the rest of the movies. Like, yeah. Actually, cameras are bad.
Yeah. So the film, not to give too much away, is about this camera guy who's really cool. And he photographs something without realizing he's photographed something. And something quite dramatic. And it goes through the process of him discovering But
it, you can spoil it a little bit. I mean,
yeah, but so it goes.
It's
through
an old movie.
Yeah, I know. So it goes through the process of him discovering what's in the shots that he's already photographed, and it's got great tension to it. It's got great charm to it. I mean, it's got the nostalgia charm anyway, but probably didn't when it came out. But anyway, it's very well done in kind of the build up to the ending and the way that it's done.
So it's kind of there's a mystery to it.
Yes,
so
you kind of have to. Yeah, yeah. It feels similar sort of pacing to something like The Conversation with Gene Hackman. It's of that era of great films.
Have you seen it Hollywood recently?
Blow Up. It was a little while ago. I'd say 6 months or so ago.
Oh, okay. Has it aged?
It's aged really well.
Oh, okay,
I mean,
cool.
The thing is, because you get the feeling that it's the 60s straight away.
Yeah.
You know, the cars, the cameras, the people, the fashion, everything is right. And it kind of makes you... I obviously wasn't alive in 1966, but it makes you feel nostalgic for... You kind of wish London was like... Because it's set in London as well.
Yeah.
You kind of wish London was like that again, because it's like hip, cool, and, you know, just charming. You know, things don't look as run down in this, but it kind of kitsch. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I highly recommend seeing it. Blow Up.
I should rewatch it actually.
By the way, Blow Up is referring to
blowing up a picture.
Yeah, blowing up a picture, not blowing up something with a bomb. It's blow up a picture, so you can, because that's what you had to do to zoom into a picture in those days. So
I always used to confuse.
This couldn't be set now because it would fall apart. I mean, it's like, because it's the whole thing, like so many films pre-90s couldn't have been set. You know, they can't be set any later because then mobile phones are generally acceptable to be in all films. So, you know, it just falls apart, like, because communication is so important. And then this technology is really important as well. So, anyway.
There was a reference to Blow Up in High Anxiety, that Mel Brooks movie.
All right.
Which took the piss of Vertigo and that kind of movie from that era.
Yeah.
It was quite funny when he blows up the picture
and
sees something in the background, but it's ridiculous. He's made a whole wall of it.
Mm.
I have seen it a while ago. I remember it was good.
Yeah, it's super iconic, important film.
All right.
You know.
Cool.
That people have to see.
Cool. Well, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I have to
recommend a film not to watch.
Yeah. This week I'm going with Going Overboard.
Never heard of it.
The 1989 debut of Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. How old is he in this?
He's really young.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, he made the movie early on, so I can't really be too harsh with it, but the movie sucks.
Yeah.
Actually, like, they filmed it on this boat. It all takes place pretty much on this boat. It was an actual cruise. And the story is just, he plays a young comedian that takes like a shitty job on a cruise, just so he can hope to kind of worm his way into a comedy show on the cruise, because there's like a comedy thing.
Is this like the tale of his career?
Basically, that's probably how it actually started. But I mean, the main thing about this movie is that it's not funny. That's the main problem. I've got that movie.
Is he the main?
Yeah,
main actor.
Yeah, and he does all his Adam Sandler voices, where he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah,
and he's trying to be funny, but he tries too hard.
He's never funny. I don't get this. I don't understand. Well, he's never funny.
He got funnier.
Maybe he got funnier, but I don't think he's funny at all.
I mean, if you're thinking, okay, Billy Madison was fun, or The Waterboy was fun.
Oh, don't talk about The Waterboy.
And then you go back and you're like, Going Overboard should be... No, it's not. Just... No. It all... And basically, I found this out later. The ship itself was going to a Miss Universe pageant. So that's why there's all these half-naked girls... Not half-naked, but like girls in bikinis walking around the whole film. And the camera crew actually forgot to bring a box of lenses on the ship.
Okay.
So the director of photography was forced to shoot the whole thing with the wrong lenses.
Oh, you actually... Sorry, I thought you meant as a story.
No, that's the thing that happened.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I was just like, that's why it looks so bad.
Yeah.
Because I remember this white shot. There's this really long joke about him going on the boat.
Yeah.
The joke is him going... like he's singing as he's getting on the boat for ages.
Yeah.
And the shot just looks wrong. It's not the right lens for that shot. So it's not off focus, but it's just... I don't know what
I love that. I love, like, there's one camera assistant somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that was my fault.
But, I mean, to be fair, that's not this film's biggest problem. It looks as, but, you know, it's all on the boat. It couldn't have looked amazing. It's just, there's no story.
I want to know how many lenses, though. Like, just one. Yeah. Just one lens.
I want to know the details now.
Yeah.
What did you use for this shot? They must have had just one lens and just used it. Yeah, there's no story, it's not funny, and, you know, it looks pretty bad. And if you want to see a good Adam Sandler, that's not this one.
No.
Just watch Punch Drunk Love or something. That's a good movie.
I don't care for any of his films.
Oh, you suck.
What's the one with the remote?
Oh, no, Click, no.
Click, oh.
No. I liked it the first time I watched it, and then I rewatched it, I was like, actually, this isn't very good.
No.
But I don't mind some Adam Sandler movies, to be honest. Even Hotel Transylvania was fine.
There's one I haven't seen that I want to see, only because it's got the guy from The Lonely Islands in it, Andy Samberg.
Which one's that?
The brown hair.
No, I know the guy.
Oh.
The film.
I've forgotten it now. There's a trailer for it with Andy Samberg, Adam Sandler.
Oh.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Apparently that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I can imagine it being really
apparently
bad.
Apparently the film opens with...
But I like Andy Samberg. That's the thing. It's like, I really like him.
Yeah, but the opening scene has basically pedophilia in it.
Oh,
and it's meant to be funny.
That's great.
Oh, God. That's my boy looked pretty bad. But I will probably end up watching it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just to sum up, Going Overboard. Yeah. Just don't.
Okay.
All right. We're pretty much done now.
Cool.
So that only leaves The Big Game.
The Big Game.
Which so far has been I Shat Myself.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Oh, you're a bit slow. Where I sing as William Shatner.
Yeah, well, you've always done it, so it's like The Big Game is I Shat Myself.
Yeah, but I leave it open, so if people get bored of it, we can always change.
Okay.
I can always sing as Nimoy.
Oh, no. Please not.
Well, you could sing a Lady Gaga song. It's just like, more poker face.
No.
All right. We'll see. Maybe one day. Maybe I'll end the I Shat Myself thing.
Yeah,
with a Nimoy.
Nimoy, we've got to come up with a...
I Moyed Myself? No. Secret of Nim?
No. It's got to be something like Live Long and Sing or something like that.
Oh, God. Anyway, let's go for it. The Big Game. I Shat Myself. Here we go. So, no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. And it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. So yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Quick one this week, because it's very unpleasant to hear. Thank you. Jamie's smiling for once and not crying.
I know it, but yeah.
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 It's because it's a reference to one of his favorite things in the whole world.
No, it's fucking not.
So anyway, you'll all guess what it is. But send us an email. Again, the address, bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com. See, I did it fast this time. And also, you can do it on Twitter, @TheRetroCritic. And that actually brings us to the big shout-outs.
Yay!
Out First, let's start with last week. Who guessed the big game? Which, oh God, what was it?
Last 2 weeks.
Yeah, last 2 weeks ago. It was Nirvana.
Yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, I got that one.
And it was Olivia Watts. Guessed that.
Cool.
Cool. And so.
I really wish it was Olivia Wilde.
we all wish Olivia Wilde was in our lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
She could be Expendables. She did Tron.
That's not good enough. Tron, Legacy, and fucking Cowboys and Aliens is not enough. Okay. So yeah. Anyone to shout out, Jamie?
Well, I think this time I'm just going to talk about some of the YouTube people that I really love. So,
all right.
One of the ones that I think everyone should subscribe to because it's fun is Cinema Sins.
Okay.
Where a guy does these videos called Everything Wrong With and then the film title.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
Yeah, I really love his stuff because it's funny. He kind of takes the piss out of films.
Yeah.
And he does it in sort of short segments.
He's like he's like the nitpick king.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think he has a really good dry sense of humor. And
although if you like some of the films that he's taking the piss off,
I know it can be a little bit
you might want to give it a miss.
Yeah.
Just watch the films you don't like that he takes the piss off.
But I think his stuff's great, and
he's good.
I hope he gains even more followers on YouTube.
Indeed. That's it. I'd like to shout out myself.
Oh, yeah,
I know. I know, I'm a whore.
Yes.
At The Retro Critic, you can find me on Twitter. And my YouTube channels are, the main one is Cablo Gula.
Yeah.
Which is Cablo Gula.
Oh my God, even you find it hard to spell.
And I've got another one where I do all these vlogs where I talk about movies I've watched, which is The Retro Critic, quite simply.
Okay.
There's probably other stuff I should shout out, like my blog. RetroCriticBlog.blogspot.com.
It's all RetroCritic.
It's all, pretty much.
Just put different words at the end. Blog, web, Gmail, YouTube. Just something at the end.
Pretty much. Thanks for joining us again. We'll be back next time, pretty much, probably sooner than later, with After Earth.
Yeah.
What comes after Earth, Jamie?
Well, not humans.
Beasts.
Everything to kill humans.
What?
Fear
is a choice, Jamie.
No, it's not.
What a bad.
It's a chemical reaction.
What a bad. Except when good.
Fear is not a choice.
If there's one thing I learned from Shyamalan, is that what a bad. Except when good.
Fear is the mind killer.
Hell no.